2019. People sometimes just don't understand the do's and don'ts of Thanksgiving. Mr. Cortez has had classic memories, classic events that has happened to him, unfortunately.
Make sure you clear the guests before you bring Tupperware. The cats show up at your crib, man, they bring Tupperware. I say, ask the host before you bring that stuff, because they may not want to give you food.
I have guests that come by. I won't say who they are. You're going to come by with your significant other. Okay, cool. You're going to bring food. Okay, cool. Why are you going to bring a ham that's not cooked? Okay, you expecting me, after I cooked for 6 hours, you want me to put a ham inside my oven when the turkey's just getting out? You know, this is foul shit.
You know, you got something to talk about GPS, and especially, man, what about that running potato salad you told me about, bro?
What?
Oh, that was years ago.
Oh, please share.
That was, oh my God.
Please share. This sounds good.
Young lady I was dating at the time says that, I got invited over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
And she said her mom made the best potato salad. Now, mind you, okay? Up to this point, I had been probably eating potato salad for 22, 23 years.
Okay.
It's just one of those things that you look at and you notice if something is not what you're used to seeing. So sight is the first sensory thing going on.
Thankfully.
The very next sensory thing going on is scent. You look to smell pickles, dill, mustard, egg yolk, you know, whatever it is, if you want more yellow or white, whatever it is. But 20-some-odd years of eating it, you just know what it should taste like.
Yes, you are the aficionado, yes.
And when you put it in your mouth, and it makes you gag. Because there's just so much shit going on and so much shit not going on. I mean, your brain is just like,
what the fuck is this?
Stop. Your brain's like, stop. Don't go past here. Don't swallow this shit. Okay? But because you ain't trying to make her feel bad, because your first inclination is to go off. Yo, is this? Okay? Because you've been taught better, you don't do that. You sit there, you suffer. You say, damn. And it's a shame, because we're talking 20 years later, and I still remember this shit like it was yesterday. I could drive you right to the fucking house right now and tell you, don't eat that potato salad right there. Okay?
No, man, because it reminds me of a Rapper's Delight song where they were talking about the potato salad. That's why you said that.
How the chicken tastes like wood.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm like, you got to be kidding. Wow. He's like, yeah, that stuff was watery. I've never seen watery running potato salad before.
I survived it. I moved on.
You got flashbacks?
I just knew at that point, you got to be able to cook.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm not saying you have to do it all the time, but you have to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And not to the level that you think is sufficient, but the one that I think is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Which means? That if I wouldn't think about taking that shit home and giving it to my father, nah.
Yeah, you would have been this song, bro.
Okay?
Listen,
I'll tell you right now, he just said,
government name. You are out of the will.
He's been like, ooh, the fuck took this? Okay? He would have said that to me. I'm quite sure. Don't know how, right to the rhythm and through down, like coming alive.